sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Arthur Chan here at the American Freedom Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, because the media in America is totally controlled. Certainly, six corporations control 90% of the major media outlets. The educational system is tightly controlled. They've even infiltrated our churches. And so usually, in most instances, the ministers don't really understand what's going on. And there's a small group of people who are frantically trying to get the information out, and one of them is James Perloff, who's certainly been at this battle a good long time. And he wrote a wonderful book called, many, many years ago, Shadows of Power. But we've had James on repeatedly. He's written a new book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, which you can get to us. We think it's vitally important. This will give you a background of the information you will never get through a history textbook in America, because they're rigidly controlled and you get the slant they want you to believe. James, thanks very much for being with us this morning. And what are we going to be talking about?
Well, thank you, first of all, for having me on again, Stan. I appreciate it. Appreciate the work you're doing for the cause of truth and so many aspects of what's going on. And we'll be talking about today, we're actually going to pick up on the last conversation we had. We were describing my book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, which is designed to be a concise but comprehensive look at the whole Illuminati plan to drive for a new world order and the methods of control they've used. And we got about halfway through it in the last show, and so what I'd like to do is to pick up where we left off. What we're doing was going through the book chapter by chapter, and we got, I think, through 11 chapters, so I'll just give up. A lot of people didn't hear that show, and it's been a little while. I'll just give like a one-sentence summary of the first 11 chapters we reviewed. The opening chapter of the book is called Six Wars. It deals with the false flags that have led us into war, the sinking of the Maine, Lusitania, foreknowledge of Pearl Harbor, the artificially contrived Korean War, Tonkin Gulf in Vietnam, and the Iraq War, which was begun over weapons of mass destruction that never were found. And then we look at this common denominator behind these wars, which is covered in Chapter 2, the powers that be. We talk about the oligarchy that controls our government behind its democratic trappings, the Council on Foreign Relations, and how our presidential cabinets are controlled, whether the president is a Democrat or Republican, and how their goal is a world government. Chapter 3, we talk about the Federal Reserve and how it was secretly founded, how it has manipulated the stock market for the interest of the rich by controlling interest rates, and how it's created inflation by generating money from nothing. And Chapter 4, we talk about how this whole cartel has run America. We talk about policies they created, like the UN, the Marshall Plan, the World Bank, and the IMF, and how they served their interests. Chapter 5 was on the war in Vietnam, which I felt deserved a chapter in itself. We talked about how the war was contrived and then how it was dragged out and prevented from winning. What could have been a six-month victory was turned into a 14-year defeat through the rules of engagement by the same cartel. In Chapter 6, we talked about what's been going on today, in particular the drive for North American Union. Of course, NAFTA was founded, modeled on the common market. Just as the common market became the EU, they want the North American Union to be created as a regional stepping stone towards world government. Chapter 7, we talk about the media, which you were touching on at the start of the show, Stan, and how it's controlled by a few multinational corporations. Chapter 8 is called The Destruction of Nations. We talked about the ways they've destroyed nationality in order to create their world government, which includes immigration to fragmentized nations, changing the forms of government to divide them up, and severing European countries from their colonies to weaken them into the, bring them into the EU. Chapter 9 is about the merger between capitalist West and the East. We talk about the financing of the Bolshevik Revolution by the capitalist forces. We talk about the Rockefellers and their allies, and the Rothschilds, how they supported the Soviet Union even during the Cold War, and how Glasnost and Perestroika are sort of the as we're turning more towards socialism, which is very obvious. Glasnost and Perestroika was a temporary deception described by KGB defector Anatoly Golitsyn in order to bring about the merger that Roland Gaeder described in his conversation with Norman Dodd, a very famous conversation. We talked about the comfortable merger between the United States and Soviet Union. Chapter 10 is about the whole international control structure, how the Illuminists in our country communicate with others through the Bilderberger meetings, the Trilateral Commission, the Committee of 300, and so forth. Chapter 11, which is, I think, the last chapter we touched on, is on Freemasonry. And while we acknowledge there are many good Freemasons in America, we talk about the history of Freemasonry's involvement in revolutions in Europe, particularly Grand Orient Masonry, but even in America, how Freemasons sitting on the Supreme Court have driven our nation away from its constitutional beginnings and into socialism. So that's kind of what we left off. And I was going to pick it up on the next chapter, which deals with environmentalism, but I've been talking for a while, Stan, so let me pause.
All right. Well, of course, I think it's still vitally important, ladies and gentlemen, that you understand that all of these wars that we've been involved in have been contrived. There is no reason for the Spanish-American War. There was no reason for America to enter World War I. The World War I was a contrived war created by these very, very people. Certainly the German people didn't want a war. The English people didn't want a war. But a small clique at the top wanted a massive war because they thought that would bring us into the world government. That's all it's about, understand, ladies and gentlemen. They want all nations to give up their sovereignty. They want a world government. And that was to be the League of Nations. And to everyone's horror, America didn't come in. There were a few senators who didn't want to give up our sovereignty, who wanted America to exist as a nation. So when that happened, why, of course, World War II became inevitable, and then shortly after that, why our leaders, the financial leaders of America, began financing the Nazi movement. Adolf Hitler came to power in 1933. His country was bankrupt. The military was totally incapable. 3 years later, with the help of the financing from America, they invaded the Sudetenland, and then, of course, they invaded the Rhineland. And then, of course, a couple of years after that, 1938, they invaded Austria and the Sudetenland, and then the following year, they invaded Poland. But basically, this whole thing was contrived. And basically, reading Albert Speer's book, by Albert Speer, one of the points he made, he said the only time he ever saw Adolf Hitler, and he saw Adolf Hitler physically, but the only time he was ever confused was when he was told that England and France had they cared more. You see that they were on his side, they were back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling? just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, David Burroughs, his latest book, and we have both his earlier book and his latest book, Shadows of Power is the older one. I recommend it. And then, of course, Truth is the Lonely Warrior, his latest book, which, of course, is what we're talking about today. But you need to have this information. You need to begin preparing because we're moving into very difficult times. There really is a plan to destroy freedom in America, the sovereignty of America, to merge us into a world government. It's well on its way. Go ahead, James.
Well, thanks, Dr. Stan. What we're going to do now is look at the remaining chapters of the book, but with a little more depth. And the 12th chapter is on environmentalism. It's a topic that's familiar to us all. But I start this chapter by talking about the report from Iron Mountain. This was a leaked report of a think tank, which had been assigned a task by the establishment in the 1960s, and nuclear weapons were on the scene. And up until then, it had been said that war was the greatest way to induce allegiance of citizens to their government. At wartime, people feel a sense of duty to their president, even if they don't like his politics. Well, in the 1960s, there was a concern that with nuclear weapons, war might become outmoded. And they decided they needed to look at what new threat might replace war as a means of inducing allegiance on the part of citizens. And this think tank came up with their main choice was environmentalism. And in the wake of that, all of a sudden, you had these environmental scares, ozone depletion, acid rain, toxic waste, endangered species, global warming, overpopulation. And it's very clear that this was an establishment agenda. In the second appendix of my book, I have a list of donations made to environmental groups by establishment foundations, Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, and so forth. And they've been pouring billions of dollars into the environmental movement, which demonstrates that it is a top-down movement. It is not, as commonly claimed, a grassroots movement, environmentalism. And as far as the purpose of environmentalism, it's all about control. It's being claimed that due to global warming, which is kind of a joke in the wake of the polar vortex, but people are claiming it was claimed that because of global warming, we all had a carbon footprint, and we had to have the amount of energy we used measured. And there's even been talk, as you know, of these smart meters and governments controlling our home thermostats via remote control, which is very possible with the technology existing today. Environmentalism is very much about control. So that's what this chapter is about. How the environmental movement got started and what its purpose is from the perspective of the powers that be.
It's all about control, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about control. That's what the smart meter is all about. That's why the price of gasoline is up so high. I mean, there's plenty of gasoline. Basically, we have massive supplies off the north slope of Alaska that we're not suddenly taking advantage of because they want to be able to get that price up because they want you to start getting out of your car to use mass transit. That's why we're putting mass transit here in California, all across America. They want you walking and riding a bicycle and using buses and trains. That's what it's all about. But the average American doesn't understand. They want their car. They want to be free. But you see, the elite has a different outlook. They want you out of your car. And believe me, they're going to keep raising the price of gasoline until, you cut back dramatically if you use the car, start carpooling. All of these things are their plan. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know. Go right ahead.
Well, that's a very good point that you make, Stan, too, that with about the bicycles, they're basically demobilizing the population. The population is easier to control if they can't move around so easily. Well, the next chapter is on Zionism. And I should mention that I'm half Jewish myself. My grandparents came over during the pogrom of 1904 and from Russia. But many Christians believe that Zionism, which is the attempt to successful now attempt to reestablish the state of Israel, is a very positive and biblical thing. But if you look at it, you'll find that the Rothschilds and their allies, which were behind the financing of the Russian Revolution and world government, were also behind Zionism. Now, the true purpose of Zionism is I've been able to find in my own studies, you'll find it actually in the Bible, 2 Thessalonians talks about how the end won't come until the man of lawlessness appears, setting himself up in God's temple and proclaiming himself to be God. And Jesus warned in Matthew 24 that these times would not come until he saw the abomination that causes desolation standing in the temple. Now, I realize that there's controversy in terms of interpretation of biblical scripture. There always has been. But it's clear that Zionism is the attempt to seat the Antichrist on a throne in God's own city of Jerusalem. And if you look at we talk about the history of Zionism in this chapter. How did the state of Israel get started? Actually, a deal was made through what's called the Balfour Declaration, where the British government promised the Zionists. The Balfour Declaration was actually a letter sent from the Lord Arthur Balfour, 33rd degree Mason, the British statesman, to Lord Walter Rothschild, who had no position in government, and promised that Britain would establish a Jewish homeland in Palestine, where Britain had never had any interest in Palestine at all, had no authority there. But they made this deal in return for the Zionist promise they would bring Woodrow Wilson and the United States into the First World War. This is happening in 1917. And this is the explanation, by the way, for the whole epic you see in Lawrence of Arabia. The reason the British invaded Palestine, it had no strategic value in World War One. They invaded it in order to fulfill this pledge. And Lawrence of Arabia and the Arabs who fought to free Palestine from Turkish control were shocked to learn that this Balfour Declaration had betrayed them behind their backs and promised it to the Zionists instead. You also talk in this chapter about how the modern political state of Israel has seized land by force, all the aid against the United States, and how while we think of Arabs as terrorists, in point of fact, there have been many terrorist acts committed by Israel, including the bombing of the King David Hotel, by which they drove the British out back in the 1940s, the attack on the USS Liberty. And you'll gain a lot of insights if you go to the website, which is hosted by the veterans of the USS Liberty, which was attacked by Israel in 1967 in unmarked planes, evidently in an attempt to bring us into the Six-Day War on their side and blame it on the Arabs. And talk about the Lavelle discotheque bombing and how that was falsely blamed on Libya. And that is described in the book The Other Side of Deception by former Mossad agent Victor Ostrovsky. So we're talking about a side of Zionism in this chapter that many Christians don't hear about. Unfortunately, many people, when they hear Israel criticized, think it's done for anti-Semitic motives. Well, my grandparents were Jewish. My father is Jewish. And so I have absolutely no anti-Semitic temperament at all. We're just trying to tell people the truth. It's part of this entire hydra of communism, globalism, and Zionism in order to enthrone the Antichrist as head of a world government.
And it's so difficult for people to be able to correlate what is going on politically with what is going on theologically, and yet that is exactly what is unfolding today. And there is a spiritual battle going on behind the scenes to actually establish this Zionist movement having nothing to do with a typical Judaism. It's all about the Luciferian branch, the Luciferian forces working within the Jewish faith, and they want to actually install the Antichrist in the temple. And you're going to see more and more evidence of that as time goes by. James, pick up the story.
Okay. The next chapter is on 9-1-1, and it's a pretty good segue because, on the day that 9-1-1 happened, men were seen celebrating the attack in New York City. They were photographing themselves against the backdrop of the building, and they were later arrested. It turned out to be Mossad agents. They were celebrating on the day of the attack. yet they were allowed to go home after 2 months. Well, in this chapter, we talk about the many holes and contradictions that exist in the official explanation for a 911. We examine the fact that the buildings, the Twin Towers, fell at nearly the speed of gravity, which they should have not done with those steel frame structures. And this goes for building number 7, which was not even hit by an airplane. It also fell in just 6.6 seconds, looking very much like controlled demolition. We also talk about other anomalies. For example, why were no fighter planes deployed over Washington, 38 minutes after the second tower was hit, and we knew our nation was under attack. Flight 77 hit the Pentagon. Well, why were no fighters deployed over Washington, which should be our nation's top defense priority? Andrews Air Force Base is just 10 miles from the Pentagon. And then the fact that several of the hijackers turned up to be alive. This is covered more in the European press than ours, but several of the hijackers named as the culprits on 911 turned out to be alive, and their true identities were never revealed anytime after that. Then there was the fact that the Arabs who had been at these flight training schools, the people at the flight training school said they had extremely shoddy piloting skills, yet somehow they're able to pull off this stunt of flying into the Pentagon at top speed. Even top fighter jets said they couldn't have done, the fighter jet pilots said they would have had great difficulty doing this, yet these relatively untrained men were able to pull off this magnificent targeting of the aircraft precisely into their targets. And of course, there was always no survivors on board the planes to report what had happened. And then there's the fact that none of the pilots on any of the four aircraft on 911 sent a distress signal. You know, the pilots were all trained that they were hijacked. There was a special code they were to type in. None of them did that. None of them even said one of our crew has been stabbed or someone's trying to take hold of the cockpit. None of the pilots sent a distress signal. And in my chapter on 911, I quote Joe Viales, who was a British aeronautical engineer, who shortly after that said that Boeing had a system whereby planes could be electronically overtaken. This system was developed in order actually to protect planes from hijackers. But since Viales made these claims, Boeing has acknowledged that it has developed this technology by which a plane can be taken over electronically by remote control, and the flight crew is totally out of the control loop from that point on, and the plane can be brought to any destination that the point of origin of the remote control wishes to bring the plane. And many people also believe this is what happened to MH370, which I have a post on my blog at jamesproloff.com. But that's essentially what we're talking about in 911, the many holes in the explanation for this event, which really could be considered the greatest false flag of them all. We talk about the sinking of the Maine, the sinking of the Lusitania, but this would have to be the most significant false flag of the past 150 years.
Well, I think that one only has to look at the Pentagon before it came down. The hole was maybe 15 by 18 feet. I were to believe a massive airliner went in there. Where are the wings? Where are the motors? Where is the tail? And, of course, where were the bodies? Because there were no bodies inside. But, of course, they seem to have them all. And the question is, how did this happen at Shanksville? We're told, and you can go back and read, we're told the plane was taken over. They were fighting in the cockpit. The plane nosed down and crashed into the ground. And you can see the hole there, but there's no plane. We're told the plane just went down into the ground, disappeared into the ground. There are no wings. There are no motors. There are no bodies. There's no wreckage. The only thing that was there was the passport of one of those terrible terrorists who hijacked the plane. His passport survived, and almost nothing else survived. A little material around the ring there, but almost nothing. What happened to the airplane? Well, there was wreckage over a period of 8 miles around it, but you're not supposed to know about that. You're supposed to believe what they told you, that the plane nosed down, crashed into the ground, and there's the hole to prove it. But no wreckage there. The wreckage was over a distance of 8 miles. How did that happen? Go right ahead, James.
We seem to be in an era where history, when people talk about photographs being photoshopped, it seems like history itself and events are being photoshopped for the benefit of the public. I mean, I think that the alleged death of Osama bin Laden is a good example of that, where they said they took the guy out and then they dumped the body in the ocean and no way to prove that they'd actually done what they did. But continuing in the book, which I've tried to make a very comprehensive look at what's being done to our culture, the next chapter is on the arts. And earlier in the book, we talked about how there's sort of this illusion that people have the power because we have the right to vote, and the whole idea that in a democracy, anyone can rise to the top. We'll pick that up after the break.
Okay, hold that thought. My guest is James Perloff, Vice President of America.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free new vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
Empire Irrigation in Greeley reminds you to salute the fighting men and women of the United States military. Let's make sure they know how much we appreciate them for putting their lives on the line. Our support can truly make a difference for our American heroes. This message is from Empire Irrigation at 2303 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Call them at 352-4000. That's 352-4000. They're proud to honor Staff Sergeant Thad Harvey for his service and for his dedication.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I guess James Perloff. And before we go on, James, would you like to get your website out, let people know how to get in touch with you and your information?
Sure. My website is jamesperloff.com, and last name is P-E-R-L-O-F-F, jamesperloff.com. And the book we're talking about today is called Truth is a Lonely Warrior. And, of course, it's available through your Radio Liberty Ministry. Also can be gotten in bookstores or Amazon, and it's also available in a electronic Kindle edition as well. So thanks for that opportunity to mention my information. Just to pick up where I was left off before the break, we're starting to talk about the arts and how they're controlled. You know, a lot of people think that people like Beyonce and Miley Cyrus get to the top because they're talented, and that's how it is in a democratic society. But in this chapter, I talk about how the arts are controlled. And as an example, we take the Beatles. The Beatles rose to the top. And the idea was that four lads from Liverpool, England, had taken the world by storm on their own. There was a lot going on we didn't know about, though. Dr. John Coleman, former MI6 agent, talks about how the Beatles were actually created and they were a setup. And when they came to America for their first tour, they arrived at the airport in New York, and I remember very well that the pulpit arrived. All the TV cameras were there, and these girls were screaming uncontrollably. And it turns out that these girls were bussed in and paid $20 each to scream for the Beatles. They didn't even know who the Beatles were. I remember when they first appeared on Ed Sullivan's show, I was in the seventh grade then, and everybody was talking not so much about the Beatles' performance as they were the girls who were screaming uncontrollably. Those girls at the Ed Sullivan show were also being paid. And, you know, Stan, they can make you and me rock stars if they've paid a lot of pretty girls to scream. And why was it that people started emulating, the young men started emulating the Beatles? Because they were led to believe that that's what young pretty girls wanted. They wanted dope-smoking revolutionary types. Because the Beatles were used to engineer this whole new era of free sex and drugs. And contrary to the popular impression that they were rebelling against the establishment, they were established by the establishment. They were on the cover of Newsweek and the cover of Life magazine. They were very much a part of the Illuminati establishment. They were not rebels against it. Well, the next chapter is called The War on Faith. And we deal with this whole phenomenon of what's happened in Christian religion. Now, the Antichrist would want not only to have a one-world government and a one-world currency. We see all the governments, they want to merge them together into regional and then world government. They also want to merge the religions together as well. Well, for this to happen in Christianity, it was necessary to weaken the faith. One way they did it, of course, was by introducing Darwinism to replace God as the creator of men with evolution. But the Rockefellers, in addition to financing Darwinism, also financed the ecumenical movement and the modernist movement, the headquarters, you might say, for the modernist movement, which denied the miracles of the Bible, denied Christ's resurrection, said that the Bible was full of errors and so forth. It really began with a guy named Charles Augustus Briggs. He was a professor at Rockefeller Finance Union Theological. And then there was a landmark sermon given in 1922 by Harry Emerson Fosdick. He was a Baptist pastor, and he gave a sermon which he basically denied the faith across the board, all the miracles and the virgin birth and so forth. And he was forced to resign his pastorship. But he was then hired as pastor of Riverside Church, which is John D. Rockefeller's church. And his brother was head of the Rockefeller Foundation, Raymond Fosdick. And what we've seen happening with the destruction of Christian faith, the modernist movement was not simply a disputing over some gray area of Scripture. It was a complete repudiation of all the major tenets of Christianity. And, of course, it continues today. And part of this also was the Rockefeller funding the ecumenical movement, because they wanted Christianity, after it was weakened, to be blended with other religions. And so they backed the National Council of Churches. And the guy heading that on the executive committee was John Foster Dulles, who was an in-law of the Rockefellers. He was chairman of the Rockefeller Foundation trustees and a founding member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And then in 1948, he traveled to Amsterdam to attend the World Council of Churches, because, of course, they don't want just American denominations combined. They want world combinations combined. But this is all part of the New World Order. They want a one-world religion along with a one-world government. And shall I go on, Stan?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. The next chapter is on, it's called The Most Hidden Book, and it's about the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, which, of course, in the press, it is almost universally said that it's a hoax. And I was content with that explanation for many years until I actually decided so many things said in the media were not true. I looked at them myself, and I was stunned by some of the things that I was reading in them. For example, I'll read something that occurs in the second chapter of the protocol that says, "We've persuaded them to accept the dictates of science theory. It is with this object in view that we're, by means of our press, arousing a blind confidence in these theories. Do not suppose these statements are empty words. Think of the successes we arrange for Darwinism." Now, I was stunned by this because I've written two books on all the flaws in Darwin's theory of evolution and how it was used to discredit the Bible. And the protocols were first published publicly in 1903, and it was said it was done by as a hoax by the Tsar's police to induce anti-Semitism in Russia. But I looked at this and I said, why would the Tsar's police make up something about Charles, mentioning Charles Darwin, because the peasants of Russia didn't know anything about him? And then it goes on to say that they will, quote, absorb all the state forces of the world and form a super government, unquote. That's in Protocols 5. This is the UN. This is world government. Another one that just stunned me was in Protocols 10. It says, quote, in the near future, we will establish the responsibility of presidents. We shall invest the president with the right of declaring a state of war. The president will, at our discretion, interpret the sense of such of the existing laws as admit of interpretation. He will further annul them when we indicate him the necessity to do so. And he will have the right to propose temporary laws and even new departures in the government constitutional workings, unquote. That's from the protocols of 1903. Now, why would the Tsar's police, they're trying to create anti-Semitism, mention presidents? In Russia, they didn't have presidents. They had a Tsar. And yet we see this coming to life. We see presidents going to war without consulting Congress, without getting a declaration of war. We see the president passing these executive decrees exactly as they laid out in 1903. It's happening now. Another one that stunned me was in Protocol 13. It said, quote, in order that the masses may not guess what they're about, we distract them with amusements, games, pastimes. Soon we shall begin through the press to propose competitions in art and sport of all kinds, unquote. Well, then you look back and you see over the years how our culture has become completely distracted by amusements, by spectator sports. You know, all the, it was in the about the time the protocols were published, 1903, that was the year they had the first World Series. And shortly before that, they revived the Olympics. Now we've got 200-plus cable stations and guys sitting all day watching football. And isn't that exactly what they said they're going to do, is distract people with amusements? And then one more that just absolutely blew me away was in Protocols 10. It said that, quote, is indispensable to trouble the people with the inoculation of diseases, unquote. And Stan, you and I have had done shows on vaccines and how they're used for population control. How could the Tsar's police have simply made that up in 1903? It can't be a coincidence. So further in this chapter, I address the whole claim that this was a hoax. It was said that, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Hold on, thoughts, we'll be back in a moment with James Furlow.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free New Vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and James is talking about the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. And, of course, it was said that they were a hoax, but, of course, they really are prophetic. They are laying out the plan for what lies ahead. But the only question is this written by the leaders of the Jewish movement? Is this written by the satanic movement within Judaism to try to discredit Judaism and, of course, to justify the horror that would occur a few years later with the Holocaust? And basically, suddenly the protocols were utilized in Germany to justify the Holocaust. Look what these terrible Jews are planning. But who was planning it? Who wrote the protocol? James, pick up the story.
Sure. Well, I'll finish that just by saying that it's clear that the protocols, they may have had a Jewish spin added to them to help generate anti-Semitism, and there's no question that it was written by a core of elite. It could not be attributed to any race of people in any way. But there's also no question that if you read it, you'll find that it is a blueprint for what's happening in our world, and I believe that is the reason why they don't want people to look at it. Well, the next chapter is called Cyber Tyranny, and we talk about how we've entered an age of electronic surveillance. Of course, you know, it used to be years ago. You probably remember those old movies like I Was a Communist for the FBI. You know, it used to be that if government wanted to infiltrate a group, they had to get into the group and win their good graces and so forth. That's not necessary anymore. Now somebody can sit in Washington and drink their Starbucks and just read the emails of that group and know exactly what's going on. The Internet is a tremendous tool. I use it, of course. It's a great place to shop and research, but it's also a great tool of spying, and no group could really do anything without the government's knowledge because of the ability to intercept cell phone traffic, the ability to intercept emails, and to know exactly what people are thinking and doing. And I believe that is probably the overriding purpose of the Internet, even though its many features make it very attractive. In this chapter, we also talk about the very chip, you know, the implantable chips, and people say, well, it would be great if we had implantable chips, then you could, if an Alzheimer's patient wanders off, they could identify. I'm sure that's, they always have to give you an incentive for these things, but chips would also be like a GPS where the government could monitor your whereabouts and maybe even send malevolent signals to you. And I also quote the MIT Technology Review. They had an article called Is Your TV Spying on You? And George Orwell in 1984 talked about how screens, TV screens, would actually be spying on you. And he was actually attached to MI6. And according to Dr. John Coleman, who's a former MI6 officer himself, Orwell knew what was to come in our world, and he had to fictionalize it in a novel rather than write nonfiction so that he would not get in trouble with the British government in their Official Secrets Act. The chapter 20 is about, it's called The Secret War on Life, but it's secret in that it deals with vaccines, and the public does not understand the destructive nature of vaccines, which have been hyped and advertised as a cure for disease and a necessary thing for your children. Most children today are getting 30-plus vaccines by the time they enter school. We're in this chapter, we've had shows on this stand, of course, but we talk about the upsurge in autism, ADHD, sudden infant death syndrome following the beginning of massive vaccinations and use of multiple vaccinations at one time, the autoimmune diseases we see in adults, the lupus, the colitis, the Lou Gehrig's disease, the Alzheimer's epidemic, when you've got mercury in these flu shots that are given to the elderly each year. We talk about how the decline in infectious diseases was falsely attributed in many cases to vaccines where, in fact, they're already in decline, or it was the use of sanitation and hand washing that actually caused the diseases to end. And we also talked about the fact that there's no long-term safety studies done on these vaccines. And we talk about the mechanism of how they may be creating these autoimmune diseases, because monkey protein that these vaccines are cultured in is very similar to human protein. And if you get allergic to monkey protein, you're probably going to get, you may get allergic to your own protein tissues, which may account for the autoimmune diseases that we're seeing in such great numbers in the world today. So that is chapter 20. And of course, you and I are both medical professionals. Stan, you being a doctor, your wife is a registered nurse, and I am also a registered nurse myself. So we're not talking as complete laymen when we address this subject.
Amen to that. So basically, of course, the difficulty is that most people find it hard to understand that there really are people who want to kill off a vast majority of the people in the world. And basically, there are lots of effective treatments for cancer and other diseases that are being intentionally suppressed so people will die. Go right ahead, James.
Right. Actually, begin that chapter by quoting many of the elite, Ted Turner, Robert McNamara, Prince Philip, so forth, Bill Gates, on how they consider overpopulation to be the world's greatest concern. And it's in this obsession with the elite and reducing world population that we see some of these things coming to pass. I certainly think that abortion goes under that heading. And the next chapter is about weather control. And, of course, most people know that you can seed clouds to make it rain. We've been doing that for a long time, and that the U.S. Prolonged the monsoon season during the Vietnam War in Southeast Asia. But there's a lot of other weather control going on. Actually, there's a big new Brzezinski spoke about how a nation could be brought to its knees through weather control in his book Between Two Ages back in 1970. Now, I'll just give you one quote from this chapter. This is from William S. Cohen, who was Bill Clinton's Secretary of Defense at a Defense Department briefing in 1997. He said this, quote, "Others are engaging in an echo type of terrorism where they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. There are plenty of ingenious minds out there at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real," unquote. William S. Cohen. If you look at the weather phenomena, they try to say that it's climate change, we're using too much energy, blah, blah. But actually, if you look at HAARP, that's H-A-A-R-P, that's the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, there's evidence of weather control taking place, creating these disasters. You know, that tsunami in 2004, the deadliest in history with over 200,000 dead. Tornadoes are occurring at five times the frequency they were in the early 1950s. You've got Hurricane Katrina, you've got massive flooding, you've got massive dry spells where fires are created. And you've got these chemtrails where jets are spraying chemicals that hang in the air for many hours, unlike the old contrails that vanished quickly. There's a whole bunch of phenomena taking place, and it would appear that if somebody dropped a bomb in a town, of course they'd say, who dropped the bomb? But if a tornado sweeps through a town and destroys it just like the bomb, people say it's an act of God. And it appears that this is part of their program of depopulation, and it sounds like they're just trying to make it worse, but in gradual increments so that people don't catch on to what's taking place.
James, we're out of time. God bless you. Thanks so very much for being with us, and we'll have you back again real soon. Bye-bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop wants to remind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience. They're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care.
Dr. Stan. We hope you enjoyed the program with James Perloff and his book, The Shadows of Power and Truth is a Lonely Warrior, are both available from my ministry by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We hope you'll get them, that you'll read them through, that you'll analyze them, and that you'll help us get the word out to others. And really, you need to tell other people about what's going on. We know we have thousands of listeners there in the Colorado area, and basically every one of you needs to be trying to inform others. A lot of people don't want to hear about this sort of thing. But America is under attack today. The enemy is not in Moscow or Beijing. The enemy is in Washington, D.C. and in New York City. At the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission. Because who do you think is funding Russia? Who do you think is intentionally transferred our wealth to communist China? Moved our major factories, many major factories, moved from the United States to China, and then of course they can bring their products back in here without the tariff. Whereas when we try to take our products into China, massive tariffs, this is designed to lower the living standards in America and raise the living standards in other countries. Well, people really are not being told the truth. This is a global movement to bring about a one-world government and to raise living standards throughout the world and lower living standards in the United States. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio, 5 days a week. We need your help to maintain our network and continue doing what we're doing, and we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you can subscribe to our newsletter, join the family of supporters, and get our four best tapes and CDs of the month, or certainly you, along with the newsletter, or you can get our books, and we've got all sorts of books, and we recommend our latest CD set, or CD set, The Hitler Escape. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, contrary to everything you've been led to believe, Adolf Hitler escaped. We carry two books, Grey Wolf, and then, of course, Hunting Hitler by our good friend Jerry Corsi. Adolf Hitler escaped, but you're never to know that. Why did Hitler escape? Because the people who controlled the American and British governments at the time were deeply involved in their cult, as was Adolf Hitler. And the last thing they want is for the public to know is World War II was a phony war, killed 60 million people, but believe me, the coming war is going to be far worse. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We hope you'll certainly go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, where you can certainly watch many of our DVDs. You can certainly listen to our radio programs 4 hours a day live and 24 hours a day archived, and they're archived for 7 weeks. Or you can certainly read our newsletters. Or you can go to our new website called News on the Net. And, of course, there we just simply post all sorts of articles which we think are important for you to read to understand what's going on today so you can begin to fathom the fact and understand the fact that we are truly involved in a spiritual battle. There are satanic forces. There are Luciferian organizations. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America and pray for Radio Liberty. Pray the Lord.